Chapter 39, 10 years later. It's difficult to grasp that it's been almost a decade since I wrote that last chapter and closed the book, never to open it again, until now. I remember spending an entire year sitting in my living room with earplugs, writing on an old laptop where I had killed the Wi-Fi card to avoid distractions. The frustrations of the writing process were immense, and I was close to giving up many times. As I started writing the book, I quickly realized that I had to tell everything or nothing. I couldn't just pick and choose a few things or filter my stories as I pleased. The book wouldn't be complete if I did that. I had to either put all of my thoughts there or none of them. And so the decision was made quite early on to write with complete honesty, leaving nothing out and never look back. In the process, I forgot why I was writing, what I was writing. It just came out of my fingers like it was someone else controlling them. It started to have a strong therapeutic effect on me. As I pressed along on the keyboard, it was like years of frustration, anger, and sorrow came out through the words I put on the screen. Each difficult memory I managed to put in the chapters felt like a relief. When it was finally over, I closed the book and decided never to open it again. The purpose of writing it was fulfilled, and I had no desire to read it or even talk about it with anyone. I can honestly say that in some strange way, it never crossed my mind that anyone would actually read this book. Of course, I had planned to publish it, and it wouldn't be a surprise if a few people bought it, but in a way, it felt like I was writing for the process of writing it and never for anyone else to read it. I remember when the first person told me he had read it. It was the weirdest feeling and somehow a bit of a shock. Suddenly, I realized how personal and intimate those stories were, and now some random stranger knew everything. Everything I had been keeping inside of my head for so many years. Then another one messaged me, and another one. Before I knew it, I had told my story to thousands of people. It was very strange for me, and I cannot say that I did not regret it just a little bit. Was this really what I wanted? To tell everything to the world? Had I only known where the stories of that book would be taking me in the decade to come, I would never have thought twice about publishing it. I am forever grateful I took that leap of faith to travel and tell the world about it, as that project ended up shaping my entire life into something I could never even have dared to dream of. In this final chapter, written 10 years after the original book, once again on the couch with an old laptop and earplugs, I'll try to tell the story of what became of that young, curious BJJ Globetrotter. How one trip, one decision to leave, created ripples in the water that changed everything for years and years to come. A lot has happened since then, and I will try to keep it short and honest.